Good morning, everyone. We will call to order the Commission on Forecast, or on Government Forecast and Accountability today. And we will ask that we take a roll. Clerk, call the roll, please.
Representative Burke. Senator Frerichs. Senator Kaler. Senator Murphy. Representative Nekritz. Representative Poe. Representative Riley. Senator Chapin Rose. Senator Severson. Representative Tracy.
Here.
Senator Trotter. Representative Tryon. There's eight in attendance.
Thank you. At this time, we are here today to present the University of Illinois request to issue certificates of participation. And would you like to present testimony? Please turn on your mic and state your name.
My name is Walter Knorr. I am the Vice President and Chief Financial Officer of the University of Illinois.
My name is Robert Plankenhorn. I'm the Director of Capital Financing at the University of Illinois.
You may proceed.
And I'd like to thank the committee this morning for your time to consider a request to refund four series of certificates of participation, commonly referred to as COPs. Before you have a short presentation that my colleague, Mr. Plankenhorn, will go through very quickly. But the basics here are three of the series that we wish to refund are strictly for savings. They're straightforward. We basically would like to take advantage of the lower interest rates and take advantage of that and achieve some significant savings, debt service savings on three of those series. The fourth series is basically refunding that basically will put us in compliance with tax law, with tax compliance, particularly as it relates to the financing that we did, the COPS financing that we did for the supercomputer. So I'm going to, before we start, I do want to make one announcement that's probably late, but we did this morning announce a new president of the university. He's making a fly around. He'll be at UIS. Timothy Killeen is the name of the new president for the University of Illinois, and he will be at UIS at noon. I also would like to make sure that everybody knows that Trustee Ed McMillan is in the is here in attendance. Chairman McMillan is the chair of the university's Budget, Audit, and Finance Committee. So, I want to make sure he knew he was in attendance. I guess without further ado, I'm going to turn it over to my colleague, Bob Plankenhorn, to take you through this very short presentation.
And I'd like to add Senator Rose to the roll, please.
Thank you all. On page one of the presentation, the purpose is to refund the series 2005 taxable, 2006A, and 2007A for debt service savings. The purpose also is to refund the tax-exempt series 2009A with taxable certificates, which will permit potential future private business use in the National Petascale Computing Facility. This is the facility on the Urbana campus that houses the Blue Water supercomputer. The security for the certificates are the improvements, and the certificates are payable from legally available non-appropriated funds. We have received credit ratings on these certificates. They're rated by Moody's AA3 and by Standard & Poor's at AA-. On page two, for all series in aggregate, we're estimating the amount of the certificates at $105 million. In current market conditions, we're anticipating an interest cost of 3.042%. The final maturity of all series is October 1, 2027, but for each of the series, the new refunding certificates, those maturity dates will be the same as the certificates being refunded. The estimated net present value savings is $6.125 million, which is 5.82% of the bonds being refunded, which is well above our normal threshold of 3% savings. Then on page three, just our timeline. Our board approved these certificates on November 13th. We received the ratings on November 17th. We're at the hearing today. We would like to publish our preliminary official statement on December 4th, looking to price the certificates on December 10th, and close the issue on December 17th. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Senator Murphy.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So I just want to make sure I kind of can cut to the chase in my own mind. So we're not going to extend the time period in which we're going to pay these bonds. It's going to be the same time period.
That's correct.
And over that time period, the university is going to spend $6.125 million less to pay off those bonds than we would if we did nothing.
Yes. The net present value of our savings will be that number.
Are the bondholders in opposition to this bill?
The bondholders, when their bonds are called, may not be particularly happy, but the terms of the
agreement, the name of the game.
The terms of the agreement allow us to do it.
Yeah. Okay. Good for you. Thanks.
Thank you.
Senator Rose, did you have a question? Representative Nekritz.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So what is this? What's the source of funding to repay this?
Well, there are various projects that have been funded by these certificates.
And when were these originally issued?
These were issued in 2005, 2006, and 2007, and 2009. So it would be the source of funding for the individual project. For the Pedestal Computing Facility, as an example, they get cost recovery from the research contracts that are carried out on the supercomputer in that facility.
What does that mean?
Institutional funds.
Okay. So that's one source? And then there are others for the other COPs?
Depending on the facility that was actually financed, yes.
Okay. And why was it necessary originally to do a COP rather than just issue debt to do that?
Our revenue bond law is for our auxiliaries, which have more traditional revenue sources, such as student housing, the room and board charges. These are facilities that, in many cases, are cost savings activities. One of the purposes of two of these had to do with repair and renovation, where we're actually saving costs by weatherproofing buildings and lowering, operating costs.
I get that's what that was the purpose for the project, but why did we need to do a COP rather than just some other kind of bonded debt?
Because the other bonded debt isn't really for these purposes.
By statute?
Yes, ma'am.
We only have two availabilities to us to basically issue bonds. One is basically the auxiliary facilities bonds, which are revenue bonds. Those are really supported. It would be like the assembly hall is being done, where it's supported by fees that are being paid, revenue bonds, or housing, where housing, fees that are being paid, basically pay the debt service on those. Our limitation is only the thing we can do for, essentially I call it academic buildings, is certificates of participation. That's our only other, by statute, ability to basically support, our academic buildings.
So it's my understanding that the authorization for COPs is due to expire at the end of this calendar year. Let's say the General Assembly does nothing. How would you propose to do something like this in the future if there's no COP? Or what would happen?
Well, I mean, I think, it puts us in, kind of a bit of a bind, as far as, what we're going to do, basically if we do have a situation where we need to, you take, for example, this the reason we issued COPS, for instance, you know, for the supercomputer is because, if you remember, there was a promise from the Blagojevich administration for $60 million, you know, for
and what we you get for relying
and
on
and
that.
And it didn't come, so we had to go and basically,
no.
The machines were coming from, you know, a $200 million grant was coming, and we had no place to put it, you know, so we had to go and issue COPS to build the building that we put it in. So so if we had that situation again, we didn't have the COPS available, it would put us in a real tough situation. So
so would you have to come back to the, I mean, and let's say the General Assembly said we're done with COPs, you'd have to come back and get some other kind of bonding authorization
I think we would have to probably ask for some type of special dispensation based on the circumstances of whatever we needed the, you know, to bond for
Is this a question of bond limits that you have, or just authority to issue any kind of debt?
Yeah, this is just these are the two, you know. The only other one we do have is we can do some ESCO, you know, which are essentially private financing, and we have done ESCO. These are energy savings contracts. But these are the only two that we, you know, by statute, that we basically have available to us to basically finance, you know, capital projects at the university.
And is this a problem, the fact that we just don't have enough capital, like an annual capital program or some kind of ongoing infrastructure program to allow you to be able to draw on a different, regularly available capital funds?
Yeah, just to some degree, certainly, you know, the fact that we have not had a capital bill and we have, and so for instance, what some of these are basically renovations, you know, renovation dollars that we would have, you know, hoped to get some dollars from the state, but we really have not had any capital bill. Last one was in 2010, and that was primarily for Lincoln Hall and, you know, for that purpose. And but we really have not had any, really since for a dozen years, any significant capital bills. So we basically fall upon ourselves to basically keep, you know, renovate the academic buildings and, you know, weatherproof them. And you know, this is one of the, you know, that's some of the purpose, utilities, that's some of the purposes of why we issued these COPS to begin with.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, Chip's got
something. Senator Rose.
Well, this is, you guys mentioned estimated savings. What's in our notes here is the savings of 6.34%. What does that mean? The current COPS are at a 8 or 9% interest rate, the ones you're replacing?
I don't we can get you the detail of what we're replacing, but I think the, you know, I think from what you had originally, basically interest rates have come down, I mean have gone up,
right?
You know, we've basically had the rally that we had probably when we made those notes 30 days ago, for instance. There's been, we've lost that rally in interest rates. They're still very low, but they have come up, so we basically have had some erosion in the present value savings that we're going to get, but this is there are still substantial savings.
So the MPV is what?
This is the net present value for the savings is, you know,
it's $6.125 million net present value savings.
Okay, that's
current market conditions.
But what I'm asking is the interest expense on the original series must be higher. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Those interest rates range from 4% up to 5.25%, depending.
And what are you getting on this issuance?
On average, 3.42%.
Got it. Thanks.
Do we have a motion?
As a pursuant to 110 ILCS 73-15, I make a motion to favorably recommend University of Illinois' issuance of $150 million of Series 2014A Certificates of Participation.
Senator Rose seconds. Clerk, will you please call the roll?
Representative Burke? Senator Frerichs?
Yes.
Senator Kaler?
Yes.
Senator Murphy?
Yes.
Representative Nekritz?
Yes.
Representative Poe? Representative Riley?
Yes.
Senator Rose?
Yes.
Senator Severson?
Yes.
Representative Tracy?
Yes.
Senator Trotter? Representative Tryon. 10 yes, 0 no, 0 present.
The motion will be show as approved.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
There being no further business before the commission, we will be adjourned.